Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It was perfect today. I mean, that's what it was. It's 14 outs. I've talked a lot about, you know, them helping each other and how that group is connected. And today was a great example of it. You know, they get their outs and they make their matchups the right matchups. Just a brilliant job. Everybody just executed pitches. Can't say enough about what they did today.
That was Craig Counsell talking about his bullpen yesterday. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score, coming to you live from Gallagher Way as we get set for Game 2 of this wild card series between the Cubs and the Padres, as the Cubs now hold a 1-0 advantage, thanks in part to that bullpen securing the Cubs' 3-1 win over San Diego. And like we said before, come hang out. We've got Austin Huff from US 99 hanging out over here. You remember Austin if you watch our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, because Austin was shirtless in Vegas in a cabana the other day.
What?
Yep, he busted up the afternoon show.
Wow, well, he's fully clothed right now. But you're right, man.
Austin can take that up with the people.
We're the hangout.
Come hang out with us.
We are hanging out. Like, we're going to have guests hanging out with us. I talked to Dan Weedsy of the Take the North podcast. He might stop by with his son because they're taking in the game today. So this is a call to everybody. This is the hangout right here at Gallagher Way. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Yeah, it is. And in our hangout yesterday, we asked everybody, a lot of good text responses, a lot of good Twitch responses as well, who was your guy going to be? And we said for the playoffs or for the series, for me, it was Nico Hoerner. Thank you for coming through, Nico. Thank you for making me proud. You and your .297 regular season average, you helped me out yesterday with 2-for-3. An RBI to your name. You can't the sacrifice fly that was really the major insurance run through those shadows. So thanks for doing what you've done for us at 670 all season and for me personally with my Who's My Guy pick yesterday.
Do you feel vindicated through a game?
That the most reliable person did the normal things he always does? Yes.
I think he's evolved over the course of the season. We know he's been top three in runners in scoring position all season long. But to see it translate now to the postseason, because you always wonder what's going to happen in the postseason. So I think we all took a deep breath of relief once we saw him get that first hit, because, like, okay, Nico's still there.
And if he hadn't gotten that hit, then things would have been even more rough. The only 1-for-4 innings, as we mentioned earlier. Marshall, how did your guy do? Aside from Craig Counsell.
No, Craig Counsell is my guy. I want to be very clear. Craig Counsell is my guy.
He's your manager?
He's my guy. He's my manager. He is. Hey, look, if he wants to suit up and take some hacks, he could do that too. Because last I checked, he knows how to win a World Series. Correct?
Layla, by the way, you're assigned manager today, Layla, since I assigned you the manager.
Dale Swaim yesterday.
You got Dale Swaim yesterday. We are upgrading, or is it, to Mike Quadi. Congratulations, Layla. That's your manager today is Mike Quaddy.
He got brought up a lot on the text line, and I was laughing about it the whole time.
Quads.
Multitasking.
Quads is the guy. Because yesterday, Marshall pointed out that Craig Counsell was his guy, and then Ray said that he had a player and a manager, which meant that we all needed managers.
Listen, Rick
Renteria was mine yesterday.
Yeah, you wanted Ricky.
I think the reason why I said Craig Counsell played out perfectly in game one, and here's why. Because we look at the 14 outs that were gotten without any hits allowed. That's one way to look at it. But here's how I look at it.
Yes.
I look at it through this lens. Here's the lens. Are you ready? I don't know if you're really ready.
I love a lens. Look at me. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm ready.
Here's the lens. Yeah. Chris Flexen, Ryan Pressly, Ben Brown, Ryan Brazier, Julian Merriweather, Nate Pearson, Gavin Hollowell, Ethan Roberts, Yenesis Hollowell, Eli Morgan, Brooks Kreske, Tom Cosgrove, Michael Fulmer, and Luke Little. Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yenesis Cabrera.
Big Luke Little, the biggest man in the town.
And so what I want you to understand is what you see now, what you saw yesterday, is simply the culmination of Craig Counsell working his magic on the pitching staff. Would you see how the guys who actually contributed to yesterday's game got here and the process of elimination and weeding out a whole lot of other people. Some of them owed good chunks of money just to get to this point where you have the best of the best and everything makes sense for him. Here's the stat. Cubs pitchers, no one has thrown in 70 games this season. Do you know how rare that is to have no one on your team throw in 70 games? And that means everybody is fresh, good to go, healthy of the guys you have out here.
A-plus yesterday for Craig Counsell. And just to diagnose where you use Daniel Palencia, we talked about him a little bit in the first segment, but to have that thought process, and he said that was what went through his mind before the game. It wasn't an exact plan. It should never be an exact plan. But that move was great. We talked about some of that stuff. Pomerantz gets O'Hearn, Sheets, and Cronenworth out. I love Kittredge, too. And he strikes out Tatis to get a 1-2-3 eighth inning. All these guys, not only were they clean innings, but they were getting out the big boys. And that's what it was, A-plus day for Counsell and the bullpen.
So, also, you said we asked you to pick a player. Who was the player you picked?
I just went with somebody that was left over, which was Hap.
Yeah, and I think that's a valid pick when you're trying to figure out how this all shakes out. I think this also could be a big day for Ian Hap.
Well, if his numbers against Dylan Cease improve, it could be a big day. Because
who's your guy, Lails?
And we're trying to figure out Dylan Cease as well.
Who's your guy?
My guy was Nico. Your guy, Grody, was, yes, PCA. And I know you were talking a lot to try to prevent us from mentioning that. We also have Robbie's guy and Ray's guy to get to.
You said that in a very accusatory tone, like as if I wasn't going to say it. You're like, you had PCA, Grody. First of all,
I think you're projecting.
Don't run from it. Don't dread it. Just,
you're saying I have a projecting problem?
Do you want me to be like, I'm sorry. Can you tell us who your guy was?
Yes.
I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
I need a soft touch. I need a soft touch. Error, he did have an error. PCA did have an error, or as he was charged with one. But shouldn't Nico like that? It's short hop. I get it. I understand. See, I'm trying to make excuses right now for PCA. He did not have a great game yesterday.
Today is a great opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't mean like he won't do great special things today, which I am not predicting anything at this point. But, yeah, PCA was my guy yesterday.
Robbie, tell us about your guy and how he did yesterday.
My guy was Mr. Dansby Swanson. I think he only had one hit, but in the field, he was quite remarkable.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God. In the fourth, or the second and the fourth, both
great defensive
traffic,
plays.
Great defensive plays.
And I feel like this is one of those games, Robbie, to your point, where I think the ante is upped. It's like, oh, we got a good shortstop on the other side. Oh, well, we got a good one, too. Let's go. And I do think there is some gamesmanship with the defense that happens when you know the quality is so high between these two teams. And Robbie, thank you for submitting yours. Ray, who's your guy? You're the one left.
That's right. Michael Bush was my guy. Michael Bush almost came up huge in the bottom of the very first inning. He nearly missed a home run. That would have been major because it was the power that was the exact reason. His consistent power this season was the reason I picked him. He still got on base, although it didn't result in anything because this was one of the instances in the game yesterday where runners were stranded. But it's okay. I still think Michael Bush will come through big today and hit one out of the park. during game two of the wild card against the Padres.
Are you calling your shot?
I'm calling my shot.
Race.
I'm pointing to, you know, I'm pointing out. Out here. Out here. Past the stands.
You have doubled down, my friend.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
Did we short anybody? Because I feel like we didn't have any bullpen guys as our guy. We talked about them. We said we knew who was gonna come through. I did mention Kel Palm, Brad Keller, Drew Pomerantz. They were part of the mix. Daniel Palencia.
We did a circle of trust, yeah.
And then Andrew Kittredge gets the nod for the opener today.
Can it be Kel Palm Kitty? Is that a thing we can do?
That doesn't sound very strong.
I gotta kick Kel Palm.
I'm a cat guy and all, but Kitty's just not a strong nickname. Actually, I shouldn't say that. There's a guy named Ron Kittle who is a man's man who does go by Kitty.
He's also the man of the people. Like, Ron Kittle is everywhere.
No, he is.
He was in the hamburger hop last weekend.
I don't think Ron Kittle would walk on these hallowed grounds during the playoffs because it just goes against his White Sox-ness, but I don't know. Maybe. I have challenged thee, Kitty, to be here at Gallagher Way today.
Now you're just asking for stuff.
No, I'm just asking for Ron Kittle. It'd be sick to have Ron Kittle here.
I think your White Sox-ness comment about Ron Kittle is probably correct.
Yeah. Like, it's just not – you got to keep up appearances, but not appearances at Wrigley Field when you're a famous White Sox.
Well, one of the big guys that did step up, as we mentioned earlier, in for Matt Boyd. Craig Counsell talked about it. You heard it at the beginning of the segment. Matt Boyd gets 13 outs. The 14 outs that were the rest in the game were taken care of by that bullpen. Daniel Palencia comes on in relief of Matthew Boyd. And here's what Craig Counsell had to say about that decision.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Palencia there in the fifth inning, comes in with a runner on. How confident are you that he gets one of the best hitters in the game who is no stranger to these big moments there, despite the fact that you've never put him in a position like that before?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to me, that's the outing of the game that was critical. He puts, you know, you need outs from your starters in these games. You can't do that every day. But him throwing up five outs and five hitters and going through the top of their lineup, the game made sense after that to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's a real path right there. So credit to Danny for, like, putting the game back together. And those are five tough outs. He did it efficiently, which is, you know, we're always – that's the – kind of added bonus to this stuff. And you're right, you know, he went on the injured list with a shoulder, had a couple outings coming back, and, you know, he was closing. This is the same to me, you know, where that outing happened and what was the result is like closing.
That was Craig Counsell. Russ Dorsey with the question. Nice to hear Russ. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score, talking about the big game one. Also, we should give credit to Seiya Suzuki. Seiya Suzuki with an absolute blast. What'd that go? It was 420 plus, right? 424?
It's no doubt about her is what that was.
Yeah, no doubt into the wind.
424 with 20-degree launch angle. That thing was smoked.
Squared it up.
He becomes the first player in Major League history to homer in the last four games of the regular season and then follow up with a home run in his first postseason game. He is hot. It is both him and Nico. It was like, will this carry over? I think the answer has been approved, confirmed. Yes, it's a carryover situation.
Well, and just he was hunting fastball. Like, you could tell what his approach was. I feel like in the fifth inning, all the Cubs hitters had really good approaches when it came to what they were doing at the plate. And to be able to turn on that Pivetta fastball, as we mentioned, just absolutely key. Carson Kelly doing it with two strikes yet again. I just really like his two-strike approach for the last few months. I think it's been solid, even though the numbers haven't always bore it out.
Carson Kelly, the Chicago kid, as they kept saying during broadcast.
Yeah, which is funny because he went to high school in Oregon.
They were really thumping. They're like harder than we ever have or even Marquis ever has. Like,
because he went to high school in Oregon.
I know. Like, I know, it's great. Like, it's nice. And I'll give him, look, if he was just pandering for bears from me, I'll give him a bear, okay?
Consolation bear?
Carson Kelly gets a bear for hitting a home run yesterday and being the Chicago kid.
Hold on. The Cubs win their first game at home in a playoff.
Yeah.
Since 2017.
Yes.
How many bears is that for Carson Kelly by default?
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm a little protective of my bears today. You're right, Layla. Thank you for being honest with me. Okay, five bears? Is that better?
Whoa.
Yeah,
from one to five?
So too many bears? No, Layla, Layla just gave me some straight talk. And she's right. Like, how could I sit here when the Cubs have not won a playoff game since 2017 and give the man two bears for hitting one of the biggest home runs the Cubs have had in 7 years?
Let me remind you how lame
set me
that
straight.
Stupid game was in 2018 where they lost to the Rockies in extra innings.
You're triggering Mark now.
No, yes. I'm triggering myself, too. That was terrible. Let me remind you how anticlimactic the playoffs of 2020 were.
Sing it.
I forgot that the NBA bubble lasted like 6 months. That's how much I wanted to put that out of my head.
They didn't score a run in those. You know, somebody hit Corey Dickerson. See, I still remember. Corey Dickerson hit a three-run homer for the Marlins.
Frank Schwindel is an assistant at Rutgers
Dirty
now.
Dirty Frank.
So, yeah, on all of that basis, on all of it, yes, Carson Kelly deserves more bears.
More bears. Okay, five bears, and we can negotiate throughout the show. And by the way, if people come up to here, if you feel like you've earned bears from me, like Score fans, please don't hesitate to come up here. I will tell you. Tell me why you're qualified, and I may or may not give you bears.
You're giving out bears today?
I'm giving out bears
anybody
today.
Just comes up to us?
Yeah, I really should get you some stickers. Like, I'm a stationery girl. I'm going to get you some bear stickers to give to the people.
Or something. Or maybe just little bear stuffed animals.
I can't get them right now because I'm hosting a show. But, you know, for the next time.
Maybe Crank Henny can bring us a big box of little cubs that I can give out as bears. Because bears are cubs.
This is the day where Mark Grody's just asking for things. Like, he wants Ron Kittle here.
Where's Ron Kittle?
He wants Crank Kenny to bring us a box of stuff.
Yeah.
Not all bears are cubs, but all cubs are bears.
I need you to ask for a game two win.
True.
Can you do that?
I am asking for a game. Hey, it's winning time, Layla. I'm all business today. Oh, wait, maybe I'm not. But that's the way I felt. Like, yesterday, if I felt nervous in that playoff excitement, the bunting feeling, today is a feeling of winning tension, which is kind of a good tension, but still nervous. And it feels just do it because nobody wants to be here tomorrow.
That's good.
I'll zip it.
I feel like you still didn't really ask for it, but it's okay.
May there be a win in game two today to the Bears gods.
That's it. Okay. Cubs President Crane Kenny has a lot to discuss with us, and he wants to tell you about it as well. So we will do that next. Come say hi. We're live at Gallagher Way ahead of game two. Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.